Probably no. The Czech hockey team is gearing up for the Ice Hockey World Championship to get underway in Germany, departing on Friday. A day earlier, the team dispatched Belarus in a final warm-up match, which they won 5-2. Well, some people are asking, what will it take for the Czechs to do well in Germany after a disappointing finish earlier this year at the Vancouver Olympics? So here are a number of factors. For one, the Czechs will have to gel as a team and take their cue, many observers are pointing out, from one or two of the team's key figures, and one is the legendary forward Jaromír Jágr, who at 38 is still playing well and has much needed experience. Why? Well, the team is otherwise very young, so they'll be able to benefit from that. And Jágr can still turn around a game in a clutch, as we all saw in Vancouver, especially on the power play. And the other player that the Czech team will be looking towards is the goalie, Tomáš Vokoun, who is one of the few Czechs who played really well in Vancouver. In the final pre-championship match on Thursday, he let in a soft goal against Belarus, but otherwise appeared solid. He's 33 at the top of his game, and he knows how to handle big games. So both those players, Jágr and Vokoun, will be important for the Czech team. Others to watch include the up-and-coming 20-year-old forward Jakub Voráček, as well as the Czech defense will also have to be solid. These include Michal Rosíval of the New York Rangers or Michal Barinka, who plays for Vítkovice. And Vítkovice, of course, were the semi-finalists, or the other finalists, rather, in the recent playoffs in the Czech League, which they ended up losing. Now, as for the opening challenges in the championship, the Czechs are in Group C. They'll first face France and then Norway, which are seen widely as compulsory wins. And their first real test will come up next Thursday when they face traditional powerhouse, the Swedes. Overall, in the tournament, not surprisingly, bookies are putting their bets on, or putting their money on, Russia and Canada as the two toughest teams to beat.